Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Today we're going to talk about courage. Let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. It's interesting that God tells Joshua to meditate on the word of God day and night, to observe to do according to what is written, and if he does, and then he shall be prosperous and have good success. Many times when assessing a situation that demands a decision that will take us into an unknown direction, fear can creep in and paralyze us. When Moses, in Numbers chapter 13, verses 17 through 33, sent out the 12 spies to check out the land that would be given to the Israelites, 10 of them came back and turned the people's hearts with tales of giants. The fruit is incredible, and the land truly flows with milk and honey, but what good is the fruit if we will be killed by the giants in the land? We can't possibly go up against them. You should see how impossible that is. We're not equipped, we're not warriors, and besides, there's too many of them. As the people allowed a bad report to seize them with fear, they gave up and walked away from the Lord's blessings. Let's take a look at Numbers chapter 13, verses 32 through chapter 14, verse 1. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched until the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night." You know something? When the heart is turned and the fear has come in, there is a tendency to grumble and complain and criticize that which we had desired in the first place. What a negative report hasn't fully accomplished, we finish by really engaging in the negativism of thoughts and speech. We go to other negative people and discuss it as they justify our fears, either through their jealousy or their desire to hold us back based on their own fear of success. What had seemed the way to go and so looked forward to has now become the worst possible avenue. It's like good fruit gone bad. It stinks and we can't wait to get rid of it. But you know something? Let someone else step in and pick up that blessing and go for it, and you watch how bitterness sits into the heart. Some regret their lack of courage. Others justify their cowardice by saying that it was not meant for them. You know, it wasn't easy. You know, the doors weren't opening very easily, and I just felt the door was closed. Liar. Sometimes we have to close our ears off to the negative reports and feedback from even our most trusted friends. These spies represented a leader from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. There were two other spies that came back with a good report, Joshua and Caleb. Look at Numbers chapter 14, verses 6 through 10. "And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, 'The land which we pass through to search it is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread to us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not.' But you know what happened? All the congregation bade stone them with stones." These two men not only saw that the blessing was good, but they believed God. They believed that if God was giving them the land, then he would help them fight whomever need be so that they could possess the land. They not only had faith, they trusted God and were willing to be courageous. You know something? I'm going to give you a little testimony here. When we first moved to Springfield and bought our house, the Lord spoke to me about the property next door. He told me that it will too be ours and that the ministry headquarters will be based out of there. I took him at his word. I didn't know how he was going to do it. We were broke, but I knew that he would do it. The number of times, I can't hardly tell you, that people came by to look at that property next door, the many times someone came by and said they had just purchased a property, I still held on. One day, my husband said, "Hey, I just met the new owners of the property next door. I thought you said that God told you we were supposed to have that property." I informed my husband that that property was ours and I didn't care who bought it. They would just have to fix it up and save me the trouble, then move out when the time is right. I held on to the report of the Lord. Interestingly enough, the property stood empty for 3 years. Finally, HUD bought it, and the land surveyors came by to measure the lot, and they said to me, "Pretty soon you'll have new neighbors." Well, no one moved in. For some reason, the paperwork wasn't right. Finally, they just put it up for auction. I remember that I would walk around the property, I anointed it with oil, and I told God I believed His word to me. I took the courageous step with the last $500 in our pocket to put a bid on that property, not knowing how we would pay for it in 30 days, but He was faithful. We got the property, and it is our ministry headquarters. The gospel goes around the world from that property. Many have been blessed. Ministries and churches have started in that little chapel. Salvations, healings, and miracles have taken place right there in that humble little property. When the Israelites rejected the blessing of the Lord, God was going to kill them. But Moses stood in the gap. Still, God dealt with them. Numbers chapter 14, verses 22 through 23, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmurs against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel which they murmur against me. Say unto them, As truly as I live, says the Lord, you shall have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. For as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in the wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. Well, that's how an 11-day journey became a 40-year excursion. The old generation is dead, and once again Joshua is facing the land of Canaan and the same decision. He's come full circle. God speaks to Joshua and says in Joshua chapter 1, verses 2 through 7, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given to you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail you nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. And the rest, as they say, is history. Joshua showed the same courage that he had displayed 40 years prior. He trusted God. He took that step. What are you going through today that requires courage? Yes, it's difficult. Yes, it's hard. But you can do it. You're being stretched. He will be with you. He will guide you and stretch you to meet that position, that promotion. You will succeed. Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Let's pray. Father God, you are God alone, and there is none like you. You can say to the mountain, move, and it will move. Stay, and it will stay. You are leading me to a place that requires trust and courage. Go before me and give me strength so that I won't be afraid. I know that you are with me and that your plan is for my success. Give me wisdom and even the right words to say. Help me to find favor even in the eyes of my enemies. I thank you for this blessing, and I look forward to all you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.